Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Linda Dobson's The Ultimate Book of Homeschooling Ideas is a practical education reference for parents teaching or supplementing learning with children ages 3 to 12. Rather than presenting a single curriculum or a formal theory of schooling, it gathers more than 500 low-cost, hands-on activities that can be adapted across subjects such as math, science, writing, history, geography, manners, and early literacy. The book belongs to the home education and parenting resource genre, with a strong emphasis on usable activities rather than extended argument. Its central purpose is to help adults turn ordinary materials, family routines, outdoor spaces, books, food, games, and household objects into learning opportunities. Dobson writes from a homeschooling background and frames parents as capable educational guides. But the material is also positioned for families whose children attend school and need enrichment outside the classroom. The book is best understood as an idea bank for flexible, activity-based learning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Activity-based learning as the organizing principle. The defining feature of the book is its reliance on concrete activities rather than lesson scripts or textbook sequences. Dobson's approach assumes that young children often learn most effectively when abstract skills are attached to visible, physical, or playful tasks. Examples associated with the book include making alphabet letters from food, writing spelling words in sidewalk chalk, building structures with sugar cubes, and creating maps from familiar stories. These are not presented as entertainment added after instruction, but as the instructional method itself. The practical reasoning is that children between 3 and 12 vary widely in attention span, reading ability, motor skills, and readiness for formal work. A parent can often adjust a hands-on activity more easily than a rigid worksheet or packaged lesson. This makes the book especially useful for mixed-age households, where one project can be simplified for a younger child and extended for an older one. The activity-centered design also lowers the barrier to experimentation. Parents do not need specialized training to try an idea, observe the child's response, and modify the activity for a different subject or ability level. Secondly, cross-subject coverage without a fixed curriculum sequence. The book covers a broad range of subjects, including math, science, writing, history, geography, manners, and language skills, but it does not appear to function as a complete scope and sequence curriculum. Its value lies in offering supplemental learning experiences that can be inserted into many different homeschool styles. A family using a structured curriculum might use the activities to reinforce a concept after formal instruction, while a more relaxed homeschool might use them as the primary starting point for exploration. This flexibility is important because homeschooling families often differ sharply in philosophy, from classical education to unit studies to child-led learning. Dobson's collection avoids binding users to one system and instead provides adaptable raw material. The activities also show how subjects can overlap. A story map, for example, can connect reading comprehension, spatial reasoning, art, geography, and narrative structure. A building activity can introduce measurement, design, history, and physical science. The book therefore encourages parents to see subject boundaries as useful but not absolute, especially for younger learners whose understanding often develops through integrated experiences. Thirdly, low-cost materials and everyday settings as educational resources. A major practical theme of the book is that learning activities can be built from inexpensive, familiar materials rather than specialized educational products. The examples commonly associated with the book involve chalk, food, sugar cubes, icing, household spaces, stories already being read, and objects that many families can obtain easily. This matters because homeschooling can become expensive when parents feel pressured to purchase full curricula, manipulatives, software, and enrichment kits for every subject. Dobson's collection implicitly argues that the educational value of an activity often depends less on the cost of the material than on the quality of the question, challenge, or interaction surrounding it. Sidewalk writing can reinforce spelling because the scale and novelty change the child's engagement with words. Food-based letter formation can support early literacy by linking shape recognition with tactile play. And simple construction projects can introduce architecture or engineering concepts without formal lab equipment. The book's low-cost orientation also makes activities easier to repeat, adapt, or abandon. If an idea does not work for a child, the parent has lost little and can try another approach quickly. Fourthly, parent adaptability as a core teaching skill. The book treats the parent not as a lecturer delivering a fixed program, but as an organizer of experiences who adjusts activities to the child's age, interests, and learning needs. This is a significant aspect of the book's practical philosophy. The same activity can serve multiple educational purposes depending on how it is framed. A map based on a favorite story might help a younger child recall events and locations, while an older child could add scale, compass directions, symbolic keys, or written explanations. A spelling game can be simplified into letter recognition or expanded into vocabulary practice. The parent must decide when to guide, when to step back, and how to connect play with a learning objective. This emphasis can be empowering, but it also means the book requires judgment from the adult. It is not a plug-and-play curriculum with daily assignments and assessment tools. Its effectiveness depends on the parent's ability to choose appropriate ideas, prepare materials, notice whether a child is engaged, and reshape the activity when necessary. In that sense, it builds teaching confidence by giving parents many options rather than one prescribed path. Lastly, usefulness beyond full-time homeschooling. Although the book is directed primarily at homeschooling parents, its design makes it relevant to families who do not homeschool full-time. Many of the activities can be used after school, during school breaks, on weekends, or as informal enrichment when a child is struggling with a concept. This wider usefulness comes from the book's focus on short, adaptable, subject-linked activities, rather than a complete home education system. A parent whose child attends school might use sidewalk spelling to make rote practice less tedious, story mapping to deepen reading comprehension, or simple building projects to connect history and design. The book also has value for caregivers, tutors, and small co-op groups because the activities are generally portable and do not require institutional settings. Its non-exclusive positioning is important. It presents home learning as a normal extension of family life, not only as an alternative to school. This broadens its audience while keeping its homeschooling identity intact. The book is strongest when used as a reservoir of practical techniques that can make ordinary time more educational, without turning every family moment into formal instruction. In conclusion, The Ultimate Book of Homeschooling Ideas is best suited for parents of children ages 3 to 12 who want a large supply of concrete, inexpensive learning activities rather than a single curriculum plan. New homeschoolers may benefit from it because it reduces the intimidation of teaching at home. The activities show how reading, math, science, writing, history, and manners can be practiced through ordinary materials and family interaction. Experienced homeschoolers may use it as a supplemental idea bank when a subject feels stale or when a child needs a different route into a concept. Parents whose children attend school can also use it for enrichment, remediation, or holiday learning without adopting a full homeschool model. Its practical benefit is variety. It gives adults many ways to translate academic skills into action, play, construction, movement, and conversation. Its intellectual benefit is a broader view of education as something that can occur in kitchens, sidewalks, stories, errands, and shared projects. Compared with many homeschooling books that focus on philosophy, curriculum planning, or legal and organizational questions, Dobson's book stands out for its density of immediately usable ideas. Its limitation is that it does not replace a structured academic plan for families who need one. Its strength is that it makes flexible, hands-on learning accessible. If you would like to support Linda Dobson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.